Verse 7, and I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me, but she returned not. God says, I gave her an opportunity to turn to me. I would have taken her back, but she wouldn't come. And her treacherous sister Judas saw it. Now, the sin of Judas compounded. And I actually think their captivity was much worse than the 10 northern tribes. And the reason, I think, is quite self-evident. The 10 northern tribes went into Assyrian captivity. But I want to tell you, Judah had them as an example and didn't listen at all. The tragedy today in this country, we have a Bible. And I get a little weary of hearing people, I don't know what they're trying to prove. They get up and say, we live in a land where you have an open Bible and you can read the Bible. Well, thank God for that, but who's reading it? How many are reading it? What difference does it make if you have a freedom if you're not? Judah did not turn to God. They had an example. You and I have the Word of God today, and I believe God will judge this country worse than he'll judge Russia. Now, listen to him. Verse 9, it came to pass, though the lightness of her whoredom, that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stock. That is, made idols of these. Verse 10, and yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignedly, saith the Lord. Now, this revival under this man that is King Josiah was a revival, no question about it. Many people turned to God, but it was so popular that it actually was not anything but a surface return. It was a surface return to God by and large, as far as the nation is concerned. Now, I believe today that there is a renewed interest in the Word of God, and I think more people are getting saved now. I know at any time during my ministry, but let's be very careful. It's not revival. It's quite surface today. And don't be deceived by the big crowds in places and by the number that are supposed to accepted Christ. You just divide that by two and then subtract that from what you have left, and you probably get the number that really are genuinely converted. We're seeing a great surface movement as well as a genuine movement today. Now will you notice verse 11, and the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. In other words, God makes it clear. He says, the sin of Judah's worse than that of Israel. Up north, they didn't have the opportunity. They didn't have the temple. They didn't have the Word of God. And I tell you, our judgment has to be greater. Verse 12, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I'll not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I'm merciful, saith the Lord, and I'll not keep anger forever. God says, I'll bring you back into the land if you turn to me. How gracious God is. How wonderful he is. Only acknowledge thine iniquity. And today, the big problem is just simply this, is a lack of confession of sin. And a lot of this movement today is, I read a book recently and disturbed me. The man uses the first-person pronoun more than anybody I've ever heard. And the Lord gets no glory in that. What God's done for him, made him a millionaire, and he's been successful and all that. I don't find where he was ever saved from sin. Confess your iniquity. My friend, today you say you're a Christian. What do you mean by that? Oh, I've trusted Christ. Trusted him for what? I trusted him as my Savior. He's done so much for me. Fine, I'm glad to hear that. But did he save you from sin? Remember, he died on the cross to save you from sin, not to give you a new personality or make you a millionaire. He died to save you from sin. He was delivered for our offenses. And we were very offensive to God, by the way. Are you saved, friend? That's important today. Oh, this man Jeremiah, he gets down under my skin. He worries me.